Section 2, the 1990s. As you read, look for education improvements during the period, the MAPS, M-A-P-S, program, the Oklahoma City bombing, and vocabulary terms, urban sprawl, and MAPS, Metropolitan Area Projects. As the Cold War was ending in the early 1990s, a new concern was unfolding in the Middle East. Iraq invaded the small, oil-rich nation of Kuwait in August 1990. 5 days later, President George H.W. Bush announced Operation Desert Shield. U.S. troops were deployed to Saudi Arabia, and reservists were called up for active duty. By 1991, 500,000 U.S. troops were in the Persian Gulf region. The United Nations imposed economic sanctions against Iraq, but Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein, ignored a peaceful resolution. On January 17, 1991, the United Nations, led by the United States, launched an air campaign against targets in Baghdad, Iraq's capital. Codenamed Operation Desert Storm, strategic targets were bombed until February 23rd. On February 24th, Allied forces began a ground assault that defeated the Iraqi troops and liberated Kuwait. Allied casualties numbered 345 dead and 1,000 wounded. Education reforms. Henry Bellman had been elected as Oklahoma's first Republican governor in 1963. In 1986, the popular and respected Oklahoman was again elected governor, serving from 1987 to 1991. Bellman's administration worked for economic development and to improve education, particularly with the passage of House Bill 1017. That bill, passed in 1990, emphasized student preparation and achievement. The Priority Academic Student Skills, PASS, created in HB 1017, identified the basic knowledge skill levels for Oklahoma students. Along with other reforms, the bill provided $570 million in new funds for education and limited class sizes. Education reform was furthered in 1999 with House Bill 1759, which established a two-tiered diploma system and the Oklahoma Tuition Scholarship Program. A bill in 2000 created new graduation requirements for students. Oklahoma's investment in education is providing even more qualified teachers and better prepared students. Sandy Garrett became the first woman to serve as state superintendent in Oklahoma in 1991, a position she held for 5 consecutive terms. Under her administration, Oklahoma's pre-kindergarten programs were recognized nationally, academic standards were increased, and technology was updated. In the wake of school violence across the country, Garrett initiated the nation's first statewide school safety hotline. After debating it for years, Oklahomans overwhelmingly voted for a lottery in 2004. The passage of the state question created the Oklahoma Education Lottery Trust Fund, which earmarked lottery revenues for education purposes. The Oklahoma Lottery was launched in October 2005. MAPS. As residents of cities across America moved to the suburbs, many downtown businesses moved with them, creating urban sprawl, the unplanned, uncontrolled spread of urban development into areas on the edge of a city. Oklahoma City, one of the 5 largest cities in the country in terms of geographic area and the 29th largest in population, was no different. The Oklahoma City metropolitan area had a population of almost 1.3 million in 2011. A number of empty and deteriorating buildings were destroyed during urban renewal programs in the 1970s, and a large number of empty lots dotted the downtown area. The Myriad Botanical Gardens, a nationally recognized garden featuring the tube-like Crystal Bridge Tropical Conservatory, opened in 1988 and was one of the few revitalization plans that did materialize. Under the leadership of Mayor Ronald Norick, Oklahoma City voters approved a temporary 1 cent sales tax increase in 1993 to fund a capital improvement program called MAPS, Metropolitan Area Projects. It was hoped that MAPS would provide the spark needed to revitalize downtown Oklahoma City. 9 specific projects were included in MAPS. One of the most visible transformations was the canal, which replaced several streets with a winding waterway in historic Bricktown and early day commercial district. Oklahoma City's minor league baseball team got a new home when the Bricktown Ballpark opened in 1997 to rave reviews. A new library learning center and arena were built, and extensive improvements were made to the convention center, the state fairgrounds, and the Civic Center Music Hall. A series of dams on the Oklahoma River through part of Oklahoma City restored it as a vibrant waterway, and new trolley buses helped move people around the downtown area. Private investments in downtown following on the heels of MAPS included a new building for the Oklahoma City Museum of Art, the Chesapeake Boathouse for rowing, kayaking, and dragon boating, a skate park, restaurants and hotels, and much more. The success of MAPS greatly exceeded expectations, and it has served as a model for many cities across the country. Domestic terrorism. The MAPS program had barely begun when Oklahoma and the nation were changed forever on April 19, 1995. The beautiful spring day began like so many others. In an instant, at 9:02 a.m., an explosion was heard and felt for miles around downtown Oklahoma City. A rented truck, rigged with a powerful fertilizer bomb, exploded outside the Alfred P. Murray Federal Building. A cloud of smoke and dust instantly filled the Oklahoma City skyline. Firefighters, police, emergency medical technicians, doctors, nurses, city and state officials, and citizens rushed to the scene to begin rescue efforts. Pictures of the shattered building, dazed and wounded survivors, and rescuers quickly spread the news around the country. The nation was stunned at the attack on what came to be called the heartland of America, and the national media descended on Oklahoma City. The national and worldwide response was overwhelming. Over 12,000 people from around the state and the country came to help in the search and rescue efforts, which continued nonstop for days. After days of frantic searching the ruins of the Murray Building, the death toll reached 168, including 19 children and one rescue worker. Over 800 people were injured, and more than 300 buildings in the surrounding area were damaged. What remained of the Murrah Building was imploded several weeks later. While chaos gripped Oklahoma City on April 19th, a highway patrol trooper made a routine traffic stop on I-35 north of the city. The car, driven by Timothy McVeigh, a Gulf War veteran living in Kansas, was pulled over for not having a license tag. McVeigh was arrested on a weapons charge, and it was later learned that he was a suspect in the bombing. After lengthy trials, 3 men were convicted for the bombing. McVeigh, the mastermind, was executed in 2001. His accomplice, Terry Nichols, was sentenced to life in prison in 2004. Another accomplice, Michael Fortier, served 8 years in prison for not warning authorities about the bombing plan. Amid the devastation and loss, a new image of Oklahomans emerged, that of caring, strong, courageous people who responded to a crisis with unyielding determination. the nation and world saw the Oklahoma Standard in action in one of its most trying times. Hundreds of heroes emerged from the chaos, from those who sifted through the rubble to those who fed and cared for them and those who led the efforts. President Bill Clinton and Reverend Billy Graham were among those who visited Oklahoma City in the days after the bombing. A chain-link fence erected around the bomb site to protect the crime scene became a shrine where family, friends, and people from around the world left mementos in tribute to those who died. A 350-member memorial task force, appointed by Mayor Ron Norick, was charged with developing a memorial to honor those touched by the event. The Oklahoma City National Memorial was dedicated on April 19, 2000, the fifth anniversary of the bombing. A number of elements were included in the outdoor symbolic memorial, which partially rests on the footprint of the Murrah Building. The Gates of Time dramatically depict the moment so many lives were changed. 168 chairs in the Field of Empty Chairs honor each of the people killed. A reflecting pool represents healing, and the memorial fence continues to gather mementos. A rescuer's orchard of fruit and flowering trees surrounds and protects the survivor's tree, a 90-year-old American elm that survived the tremendous force of the bomb. The indoor National Memorial Museum and the National Memorial Institute for the Prevention of Terrorism are other parts of the memorial. Following the Oklahoma City bombing, security measures were increased at many federal, state, and local government facilities across the nation. A new federal building with special security features opened in Oklahoma City in 2004, a block from the previous building. Dangerous weather. The largest tornado outbreak ever recorded in Oklahoma occurred on May 3, 1999. Several supercell thunderstorms produced over 70 tornadoes in Oklahoma and other Great Plains states. The first tornado was reported near Medicine Park in Comanche County at 4:51 p.m. Wind speeds in one of the tornadoes topped 300 miles an hour by the time it reached the central part of the state. 44 people were killed and almost 800 were injured by the destructive storms. 3,000 buildings, houses, businesses, schools, and churches were destroyed, and almost 5,000 were damaged. Losses exceeded $1 billion. Modern weather technology provided an early warning system which undoubtedly saved hundreds of lives and thousands of injuries. Ice and snow were the culprits that attacked Oklahoma in 2000 and again in 2002, causing millions of dollars in damages. Ice, sometimes as much as an inch thick, damaged trees and power lines, and some people were left without electricity for a month. The year 2000 also was the beginning of another period of drought that lasted for several years. Some of the worst wildfires to hit Oklahoma occurred during the end of 2005 and early 2006, with a large number of homes and property destroyed. It's your turn. Number one, what did the PASS identify? Number two, what city was the MAPS program intended to revitalize? Number three, when was the Oklahoma City National Memorial dedicated?